The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus journeyed to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our readings this morning give us two examples of people who are healed and who express thanks, and then they go to a deeper level in their faith. And I think that's a pattern that can happen in our life too. We can receive healing from God, we give thanks to God, and then our faith moves to a deeper level. The first example is Naaman the Syrian in our first reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman is a commander of the army in Syria, and he has leprosy. He is seeking a cure, and all his prayers to the gods of Syria have not been effective. So he goes to Israel, to Elisha the prophet, because he hears this man has holy power, God working through him, although it's the God of Israel. Naaman is instructed to go to the Jordan River and plunge himself 7 times in the water. He does this, and he is healed, and he goes back to Elisha, and he expresses thanks. He wants to give him a gift, and Elisha says no. But then Naaman says, "Could I take some dirt? Could I take some soil from your country? I want to take actually 2 mule carts full of it back to my country." The implication here is that he's going to build an altar to the God of Israel now. He's no longer going to worship the gods of his country. His faith now has moved to a deeper level, and he wants to erect some type of altar or place of worship using the dirt from Israel, plant it there in his country, and begin worshiping God. His faith has moved to a deeper level. The example in the gospel are the 10 lepers coming to our Lord for healing. They're crying out. They have some level of faith, I think, just to cry out and to say, "Jesus, have pity on us." They're seeking a physical cure to their leprosy that has a terrible disease to separate them off from the community. They would have had to dwell apart from all the people and begged for food and other things to support them. And they could never come back into the community until they had been healed. So they have a level of faith in the physical healing. But it's interesting how when one comes back, the Samaritan, and he says thank you to Jesus, the line that caught my attention is, Jesus says, "Your faith has saved you." I think I understand that as saying it's more than just a physical healing. All 10 were healed physically of leprosy. But the one that came back to give thanks, his faith moved to a deeper level because Jesus says, "Your faith has saved you." For that Samaritan, it's not only about a physical healing, but a spiritual salvation he has found in Jesus. He's not just looking to Jesus for an earthly, physical, temporal cure. Those are important. We all look for them and pray for them. But the deeper thing that the Lord wants to give us is spiritual salvation, spiritual healing, salvation for heaven. That's the deeper goal that we all are hungering for. And I think our gratitude can remind us to seek that out. When we're thankful to God, we find so many blessings. And we know that God has not only physical, earthly things to give us, but deeper, God wants to give us salvation. Salvation.